Today's reading is in John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. John 4, verse 1. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria, so he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. And a woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Now we're seeing in the book of John this opposition from the Pharisees is coming. It's not specific here that it's already started, but the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making more disciples than John. And as we know them, we understand that that means they're going to be concerned. They're going to have some opposition that's going to be sent out or mustered against him. And so that is the impetus for Jesus leaving Judea and going back to Galilee. And as he's going there, he goes through Samaria. Now, if you have a map of the area during this time, and you look at where Jerusalem is and where, for example, Nazareth in Galilee is, you'll see that you do go through Samaria, and Sychar is almost directly on the way. And so it states that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. Really, there was no way to get to Galilee from Judea without going through the area of Samaria, even if you didn't go through the towns. So he comes to Sychar. This is where Jacob's well is. And we're quite familiar with this situation where he speaks with the woman at the well. But he tells her, "Give me a drink." He's thirsty. And if you go to a well like this, if you didn't bring anything to draw out water, you wouldn't be able to get any. It's very unlikely that Jesus had anything to draw out any water. And so he is at the mercy of someone else to pull the water out of the well for him. I don't know if you've used one of the older wells where you had some sort of a system such as a pulley and a bucket attached to it to get water, but it can be quite a ways down there. We're not talking about just bending over and dipping a cup in the water. It would be a little bit more involved in that, though I have no idea how deep this well was. So he would be at the mercy of someone else, and she's surprised. You know, why would a Jew even be talking to me, much less asking me to draw out water? You know, the dealings between the Samaritans and the Jews were not friendly. And that was mostly because of the Jews. They had a problem with the Samaritans, with their history going back quite a ways. So you had Jews that looked down on Gentiles, and then, from my understanding, the Samaritans would be a step below that. It's just, you know, that type of animosity that they had towards the Samaritans. So she's rightly surprised, but she's not talking to just any Jew. She's talking to the Christ, the Son of God, who has compassion on all people, not just Jews. We also know that Jesus used this as an opportunity to speak to her about something more than just drawing water out of a well. And he draws a correlation between going and getting water out of this well and the water of life, the water that springs up into eternal life, as he states. And of course, that piques her interest. Yeah, I'd like to have that. And who wouldn't if you state all this, as you know, you can ask me for a drink, and then I would give you water that would completely quench your thirst so that you didn't need any more. Yes, of course that's attractive. Now the woman, looking at it from the physical angle, asks, you know, where would you get this water? But Jesus is talking about a spiritual angle. We understand that water is a necessity of life. We can't survive without it. You can go some time without food, but you can't go very long without water. In fact, I had it said to me one time that the moment that you are thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Our body needs water in that way, and your brain specifically needs quite a bit of water in order to continue to function properly. If you get dehydrated, your thinking can become clouded, and then other parts of your body would begin to be affected as well. I personally struggle with this sometimes when I'm doing things because I can't drink a lot of water at a time. You know, there was a day in which I could do a bunch of work and then I could grab a bottle of water and down the whole bottle and then go back to it. I can't do that anymore. I can't drink that much at one time. So I find myself sometimes getting dehydrated simply because I've gone too long without going to get a drink. So we really can't go very long at all without water. And when it comes to our spiritual life, we can't live without the real water, the water of life. A water that completely quenches thirst in a way that water on this earth does not. I take a drink right now, you know, in an hour I'm going to need more to drink. And in an hour after that, I'll need more to drink yet again. I read this book once that was talking about health type situations and improving your health. And this guy was talking about how we wake up in the morning and it's been 8, 9, 10 hours since we've had anything to drink. And the first thing we ought to do is to drink 8 ounces of water, because your body, when you wake up, is already dehydrated. So we can't go very long. And when we relate this to what Jesus is saying, that this spring coming up within us to eternal life, he's talking about God providing something that gives us that spiritual life. And that's what he's opening up this conversation with her. And of course, in Monday's reading, we will go into the rest of the section where he has more of this discussion with her. But understand that, you know, we can try to quench this spiritual thirst with all sorts of things, but they're just not going to do the job. It's like water on this earth that, you know, I'm going to be thirsty again and again and again and again and again. It doesn't quench anything, but this water from God, this water of life, it truly quenches what our spirit needs. That's what we need to think about, that Jesus is offering us the spiritual water that completely quenches our needs so that we no longer have to search for anything. We've found it. We've found the answer. Everything in this world is temporary. Everything that we put in our body is temporary. You know, I eat breakfast. You know, 4 hours later, I'm hungry again. I go eat lunch. You know, that was just a temporary satisfaction. Everything about this world is temporary. There's nothing that we can do that will satisfy a spiritual need from this world. We have to have what God offers in order to satisfy that spiritual need and it to be a lasting solution. So think about these things today and pray that we realize and appreciate the deep satisfaction of our need that Jesus provides, and that God truly is good to us, giving us what we need so that we may live. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.